The International English Bible, New Testament. This is a reading from the Book of Acts, chapter 1.
Dear Theophilus, the first book which I wrote was about everything that Jesus did and taught, from the beginning until the day when he was carried up into heaven. He talked to the apostles whom he had chosen. Through the Holy Spirit, Jesus told them what they must do. After his death, he showed that he was alive. Jesus proved this by doing many convincing things. The apostles saw him several times during 40 days. Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God. Once when he was together with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem. He said, "Wait here for the Father's promise that you heard me talk about. John immersed people in water, but in a few days you will be immersed in the Holy Spirit." The apostles were all together. They asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time for you to rebuild the kingdom for Israel?" Jesus said to them, "The Father is the only one who has the authority to decide such dates and times. It is not for you to know these things. However, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the farthest parts of the world." After Jesus said these things, he was lifted up into the sky. While the apostles were watching, Jesus went into a cloud. They couldn't see him anymore. As Jesus was going away, the apostles were staring into the sky. Suddenly, two angels stood beside them. They were dressed in white clothes. The two angels said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking into the sky? This Jesus who was carried away from you into heaven will return in the same way that you saw him go." Then the apostles went back to Jerusalem from Olive Mountain. This mountain is about 3/4 of a mile from Jerusalem. The apostles entered the city. They went to the place where they were staying. This was an upstairs room. The apostles were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, known as the Revolutionary, and Judas, the son of James. They were all together. They were constantly praying with the same purpose. Jesus' brothers, some women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were also there. During those days there was a meeting. There were about 120 people present. Peter stood up among them and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scriptures must come true, which the Holy Spirit spoke ahead of time through the lips of David. He was talking about Judas Iscariot, who was one of our group. He had a part in this work. The Spirit said that Judas would guide men to arrest Jesus. Judas was paid money for doing this. However, Judas fell on his head and his body broke open in the middle. All of his intestines poured out. His dishonest money was used to buy a field. All of the people who lived in Jerusalem learned about this. That is why they named that field Akeldama. In their language, Akeldama means bloodland. In the book of Psalms, this is written about Judas. People should not go near his property. No one should live there. And let another man take his work of overseeing. So now another man must join us and be a witness that Jesus arose from death. This man must be one of those men who was part of our group during the whole time that the Lord Jesus was among us. It is necessary that this man has been with us from the time when John started to immerse people until the day when Jesus was carried away from us to heaven." They found two men. One was Joseph Barsabbas. He was also called Justice. The other man was Matthias. The apostles prayed, "Lord, you know the hearts of all people. Show us which one of these two men you choose to be an apostle and to do this work." Judas turned away from it and went where he belongs. Then the apostles gave the two men lots to pick. God's choice showed that Matthias was the one. So he became an apostle, like the other 11 apostles.